This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It took 100 years for modern science to prove Einstein's theory about gravitational waves was right. It also, not coincidentally, took $1.5 billion to do that. Lofty goal, lofty price tag, because high-powered science doesn't come cheap. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains how that science funding happens and how one might judge the return on those investments.
It turns out the way the U.S. invests in science is a big, puffy, diffuse process. And, it turns out, so are the economic returns. Science funding approval involves a lot of people.
When it comes to the really big asks, like LIGO and some of the big telescopes and ships and accelerators and so on.
LIGO was the gravitational waves experiment.
There, we are really looking to a bigger community to make those kinds of decisions.
France Cordova is head of the federally funded National Science Foundation, which spends $5 to $7 billion each year on science experiments. So how do they find out what the scientific community wants to spend the big bucks on? They ask.
Very large-scale surveys of science.
Michael Maloney is with the National Academies of Sciences. The NSF asks the academies to do what are called decadal studies, big studies about once every 10 years.
To look at what the scientific priorities are for the decade ahead.
And what telescopes or reactors or big projects would be needed to pursue those priorities and roughly how much they might cost. They set up committees and panels of scientists all over the country.
White papers at town hall meetings. It's usually a two-year process of a lot of back and forth.
The rankings of projects that come out of this process are what the National Science Foundation or NASA or DOE go by. The NSF has become a target for some Republicans in Congress. The House just passed a bill requiring the agency to certify the usefulness of its grants. Bill Andreessen is Associate Vice President for Federal Relations at UPenn.
I think there's a misunderstanding between some members of Congress and the research community that, you know, every grant that's given out should have some potential economic benefit, and that's just not the way science works.
Not only is some science valuable in non-economic ways, but when research does have an economic impact, you can't always know it ahead of time. Studies of eagles ended up leading to advances in contact lenses. Research on digital libraries helped lead to Google. And thousands of PhD students and postdocs who worked on NSF-funded projects are now all over Silicon Valley. Those scientists say they are the economic payoff of funding basic science. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.